Hi everyone, welcome to the Tavern of the Pickup Warriors podcast. I'm Tim Lee, and today, actually just an hour ago, Shin Tae-yong, the Korean national team manager, has announced his 28-man provisional World Cup roster. And so we can only take 23 players to World Cup. Shin Tae-yong's named 28. There are some surprising inclusions, some surprising omissions, and we'll be dissecting that section by section with you in the next 25 minutes. We're really glad to have you with us, and without further ado, let's introduce you to our team. So from Tavern Studio California over in LA, we have Jinsuk Yang. How are you doing, Jinsuk?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Not bad. Yeah, just alive, because this is a very
we're alive.
Difficult time as we look at the names on the roster. Maybe Michael Welch can give us a more optimistic view. He's based in Tavern Studio Chicago. How are you doing, Michael? Welcome to the pod.
I'm feeling pretty happy right now. I'm feeling pretty happy. I like this.
There we go. Okay, some optimism. So it comes down to Roy again. Will we be happy or sad? Is it glass half full, glass half empty from Tavern Studio over in Maryland? Mr. Roy, how are you doing?
It's neither.
Oh, great.
but I'm cautiously optimistic still.
Okay. So that's how we're feeling as we record this podcast. We'll check back in 25 minutes to see if everyone's still on the same page.
Or slitting wrists.
Yes.
I'm getting
hopefully
there.
No slitting wrists on this. All right, so let's go through the squad. And since I think you've already heard my voice in the last 2 minutes, we're going to delegate and let some people read through the roster. And so, Michael, would you like to name our goalkeepers for us?
So we're taking three goalkeepers. The first one is Kim Sung-gyu from Vissel Kobe, Kim Jin-hyun from Cerezo Osaka, and Jo Hyun-yu from Daegu FC.
Great. That's right, three goalkeepers. We're not going to be dropping anybody, and we'll dissect that section in just a second. Maybe Jin-suk, since he's already depressed, can go through our defense and become even more depressed.
All right. Chang Hyun-su, SK Tokyo, Kim Young-kwon, Gwangju, Lee Young, Jeonbuk Hyundai, Hong-chul, Sangju Sang-mu, Kim Jin-su, Jeonbuk Hyundai, Park Ju-ho from Ulsan, Jung Seung-yeon from Sagan Dosu, Yoon Young-sun from Seongnam, Kwon Kyung-won from Tianjin, Oh Wan-seok from Jeju United, the new one, Kim Min-woo from Sangju, and Ko Yo-han from Seoul.
Yep, so that's that. 3, 6, 9, 12 defenders. So obviously some cuts in that department. Roy, go for the midfield.
All right. Captain Ki Seung-young of the now relegated Swansea, probably jump ship. My guess is Everton. Who knows? Kujak Scholl, Augsburg. He was injured, but the timing of his return from injury should be about now. EJ Sung from Jeonbuk Hyundai, just dynamic midfielder. Won Chang-hoon has been having a gangbuster season at Dijon. Just scored his 11th goal of the season at Ligue 1. Lee Chung-young, Crystal Palace. Now that is a bit of a surprise. He has zero starts for Crystal Palace. A few sub minutes. There's a lot of questions, but we'll get to that later. Jung Woo Young from Vissel Kobe. Ju Se-jung, who used to play for FC Seoul. He's now joined sort of the military side in K-League 2, Asan. And the last two for the midfield is a private big surprise. Lee Sung-woo for Hellas Verona and Moon Sung-min from Incheon United. Both of those we'll discuss a little bit later. Both of these attacking midfielders, present some interesting, a lot of talking points here. But we'll definitely get to those two later.
For sure. And I'll round out with the forwards and the seven-man, how do you call them? The seven players who will be called up in case of injury, the reserve list. And so the forwards, of course, Son Heung-min from Tottenham Hotspur. I don't think I have to introduce him. Hwang Ki-chan from Red Bull Salzburg. Lee Kyun-ho from Gangwon FC, a veteran player. And the love him or hate him, Kim Shin-wook from Jeonbuk Hyundai. And moving to the reserve
roster. We have Koo Sung-yoon from Consadole Sapporo as the goalkeeper. Cho Chul-sun from Chungbuk Hyundai as a backup defender, a fullback. Song Jun-ho from Chungbuk Hyundai, Lee Myung-ju from Asan, Lee Chang-min from Jeju. Three central midfielders left off and left on the reserve list. And finally, Ji Dang-won from Darmstadt and Seok Hyun-jun from Troyes. Two forwards, tall, powerful forwards, who have been left off of the 28-man provisional roster, but are in the reserve list. And so we'll definitely get to that and discuss whether or not some of these names deserve to actually be in the 28-man roster, never mind even starting in the World Cup side. And we'll have a nice debate over that. But let's start where what many people call the most important position in football, the goalkeepers, because they're the backbone of the team. Goalkeeper has a bad day, you don't stand a chance. And so the three players who will be hedging at bets on are, of course, Cho Yeon-woo, Kim Sung-yu, and Kim Jin-hyun. These are pretty safe picks, Jin-suk. Did you expect anybody else apart from these three?
I didn't see it going any other way. It was pretty clear it was going to be Cho Yeon-woo and Kim Sung-yu, Kim Jin-hyun.
But the question then, who stands the strongest right now? Who's the most informed goalkeeper that just shines above all the rest?
Has anyone been?
I would have to say it's Kim Sung-yu.
Yeah.
So,
why?
Well, he's played the most for this team, mm-hmm. and I think that he's got Shin's trust the most. And then for Cho Hyun-woo, he's had a really rough start to the season with Daegu. So his confidence might be low. He might not have that sort of spark beneath him that he used to have last season. So that could be a problem. I would say Kim Sung-yu right now is in the strongest position.
Yeah.
I actually see Cho Yeon-woo and Kim Sung-yu as almost similar-ish goalkeepers. The saves that they make, the way that they play, that they tend the nets. But I think what Kim Ji-hyun stands out is that we've heard, first of all, that his distribution can be good. And then for the KMT, it really hasn't at all. And so there is a significant gap between what we've heard about Kim Jin-hyun and the way he's played for the national team. But also, I keep on thinking back to his 2015 Asian Cup run, where he was by far the best goalkeeper at that tournament. It was not Matt Ryan. It was Kim Jin-hyun.
No, yeah, he was the best.
He was stellar, 1v1, by far the best goalkeeper in this list. But his distribution has let us down. He's made some costly individual mistakes. You think back to the 6-1 against Spain, or the time he punted a goal kick to an Uzbeki player with an empty net, and so we fell 1-0 behind in that crucial qualifier. Mm. I think based on the things that we just talked about, Kim Sung-yu does stand out to us because of his consistency. But if Kim Jin-hyun can do enough in the next four friendlies to regain the trust of Shin Tae-yong, you never know.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, believe it or not, we do have a tavern producer who's trying to keep us on track, and he's giving me this hand signal saying, move on to talking about the defense, which could be the most stomach-churning portion of the KNT.
Mm, that's right. So for the defense, I think we can talk about, this is, of course, the KNT's Achilles heel. It's been for quite some time. Shin Tae-yong's taken the let's just pick everybody approach and then drop players successively. And so let's start with the center back position, because it's been perhaps the biggest weakness for the KNT so far. So we've got six center backs called up: Chang Hyun-soo, Kim Young-kwon, Yun Young-san, Chang Sung-hyun, Kwon Kyung-won, and Oh Ban-seok. So I want to know from you guys, first of all, before we get there, actually, there's two notable omissions in the center back positions. Hong Chung-ho, of course, the former Augsburg center back, who seemed really, in my view, seemed likely to be called up, did not make the team, did not make even the reserve list, just returned from injury. I guess Shin Tae-yong's not confident in his fitness levels. And the other notable omission is Kim Min-jae, also injured, and also from Chungbuk Hyundai, young player, 21 years old, extremely aggressive, and this really exciting center back that was developing through the ranks. But unfortunately, he got injured badly in his last league game before this selection, and therefore did not make it. And Oh Ban-seok, the veteran Jeju center back, was called as a direct replacement for him.
So let's actually throw it over to you guys. I want to know, who do you think will be the starting center backs in Russia, and who's going to be dropped and not make the trip to the World Cup?
I mean, originally I thought Kim Young-gwan maybe would be a shoo-in, but on further reflection, you know, he hasn't maybe been as impressive lately. I did a little bit of research on Kwon Kim-gwan. He did score, you know, one national team goal against Russia, but more than that, it's the numbers for Tianjin. They're deep into or deeper into the Asian Champions League, and you know they've been very stingy. They've conceded very little, and I think that I'd have to believe Kwon Kim-gwan has a bit part to play in that. So I'm looking his way right now, but as to who to pair him with, that's the big question mark.
Jinsuk, do you think Chang Yun-soo's got a chance? Or
I think that Chang Yun-soo's going to start, not because I like him. I think he's one of the worst defenders, but just the fact that Taeyong just loves that guy.
This is true.
Yeah, I think that honestly, that's a really good point. Shin loves this guy, and so I think that Kim Young-won has to really impress Shin and earn his starting place. And then if you cut some of these center backs, I would say maybe you don't take Yoon Yeon-sun, maybe you don't take Jung Seung-yeon, but Woo-bun-suk has played really well for Jeju, and that's why he got called up. And then you gotta take the four that Shin likes. So,
yeah.
I think on paper, Kwon Kyung-won's actually the best defender right now. That's just my opinion.
But the thing is,
yeah, that's probably true.
Perform a lot of matches for the KMT. And so I think we have to be careful as well, because we thought Kim Min-jae was the next greatest thing, and then he had the really bad friendly back in March. A lot of people turned against him. It seems the more you play for the KMT, the more we hate you if you're a defender. And then Chang Yun-soo, perhaps because of that principle, is the most hated defender on the team. I would go Chang Yun-soo, Kim Young-gwan.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Kim Young-gwan.
I'm not saying it's the best option, but I think those are two players who've been tested in Shin Tae-yong's system and who Shin Tae-yong most of all can trust. Kim Young-gwan and Shin did have a falling out, but I do feel like because of experience alone, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Silence.
So then let's go with left back, first of all. And I'm going through my unordered list here. I'm going to have to try to spot all the left backs. So we've got Kim Jin-soo from Chungbuk Hyundai. We've got
Park Ju-ho, kind
Park of. Park Ju-ho from Ulsan Hyundai, formerly of Dortmund, and before that, he played at Mainz. Hong Chul from Sangju Sangmu, and Kim Min-woo also from Sangju Sangmu. So we have four left backs in the squad. I don't think we need to bring four left backs to Russia.
No, you're going to cut some.
No less. Who do you think's going to go, Roy?
I mean, as long as Kim Jin-soo is able to recover in time, and that's the big question mark. If he can recover in time, the position is his. You know, he's just the more dynamic as a left back than any of those guys. You know, he just can bomb it down that left flank for Jeonbuk and, you know, for Hoffenheim before that. But, you know, Park Ju-ho, you know, probably is going to be playing a variety of positions, but in case of injury, if Kim Jin-soo can't recover in time, Park Ju-ho next.
Yeah.
Jin-suk, didn't Shin Tae-yong say something about Park Ju-ho and if he play in defensive midfield?
Yeah, so Shin Tae-yong directly said, like, hinted at the fact that because a journalist asked him why are there four left backs, so Shin Tae-yong was justifying himself saying that Kim Jin-soo, while it was looking like he wouldn't get called, is lightly jogging and doing light training right now. So they will continue to watch his progress. And Park Ju-ho is like a multiplayer person who can play in multiple positions, namely defensive midfield. He specifically said defensive midfield. So that is how to justify calling up for left backs.
In terms of left backs, I feel like we should probably keep Kim Jin-soo. Obviously, keep Park Ju-ho for his versatility. And then Kim Min-woo had a really good game yesterday. Against my Incheon, and I think we should take him too.
All right.
Michael, how about right backs? How are they doing?
I mean, Lee Yong and Ko Yo-han have both played. but I haven't seen like specific highlights, but I would say Koyohan is the better player.
Isn't Koyohan more playing midfield these days though? 4-4-2.
Yeah, he's actually playing more as an attacker in Seoul's lineups. So it could be that, you know, it's more of like a wing back system, mm-hmm. and he's going to be bombing forward a little bit more, and you know, Park Ju-ho or Ki Sung-young are going to cover for him.
Oh no!
I would start Lee-young personally, not because he's the most versatile player on that side, but I think if you're going to put Kim Jin-soo on the left, provided he does recover in time, you're going to want a bit more balance in defense, even if it's asymmetrical. And so I think it makes sense to have Lee-young play a little bit deeper and less aggressive than Kim Jin-soo, who is, of course, the fullback on the left side. Lee-young also crosses the ball really well sometimes. They're not the floating kind of cross, but sometimes. But we're also, it's the KNT. Like, you can't expect a very good players are able to cross the ball extremely well, because we've seen in the K-League, this is not something that happens very often. Park Ju-ho is probably the other good crosser on the team, but he's on the left side. I think it makes sense for Young to play. He's got the World Cup experience, played 2 or 3 games in Russia. Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd start him just on the balance of achieving that stability.
Okay.
Roy, what do you think about this defense? Do you think it's going to hold up? Germany, Mexico.
I hate to say it, more of like a hope and a prayer. I think the best we can hope for is just really Shin Tae-yong with the Real Madrid and Spain manager Tony Grande being able to ground these guys into being like the most pragmatic defensive unit. You know, people are going to be coming at them. So, I mean, you got Germany coming at them, you got Sweden coming at them in Mexico, so they really have got to ground this defense tactically and as efficiently as possible. So, you know, and then I'm crossing my fingers.
Yeah. So are we all.
And so we're just going to take a short tavern break. After the break, we'll talk about the midfield, some surprising selections there, and Korea's 4 forwards that they'll take to the 2018 World Cup.
We can probably move on to the midfield, where I think things are a little bit rosier. And actually some interesting selections also in midfield. Ki Sung-young, I don't think we need to discuss him in today's podcast. He will start. He is the captain of the team. He's approaching 100 caps, actually, so that's great. I think he's supposed to hit 100 caps either right before the World Cup or during the World Cup. The question then becomes, in central midfield, who do you start beside him in either a two-man or a three-man midfield? You got Ku Jae-chul, you got Chung Woo-young, who's more defensive, Chu Se-jung, who can play box-to-box. Those are the three. And then you can always shift in Kwon Chang-un into the central midfield as well, beside Ki. So who should start beside Ki Sung-young in the defensive midfield? Rather, in the central midfield.
I mean, just on veterans, you know, chemistry status alone, I mean, Ku has played a lot with Ki in the past, so it's a controversial pairing, but it has worked in the past, and I think it could be, they could get a cram course in working together again.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty safe choice, and the one to watch is if Ju Se-jung is taken to Russia.
Yeah,
if he makes the squad, then that could signal that he's going to start.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tantalizing choice, because the times I've seen him play for the KNT and for Seoul, he's been relatively solid, you know?
I don't think Chu Se-jung has much of a chance to make it, because I think Chung Woo-young is there. He can be, like, let's say something tragic happens and he gets injured in the 5th minute of the first match. We don't want it to happen. We'll all cry our eyes out. But if it does, Chung Woo-young can play like the defensive side to Ki Sung-young, not too well, but he can still play it. Or he could play the more Ki Sung-young, you know, he's controlling the ball, controlling the tempo of the game kind of player. Again, not very well, but he's a poor man's Ki in that respect. Choo Se-jung doesn't really seem to have the defensive capabilities where he can be trusted to cover for Ki. I think Choo Se-jung is there more as a poor man's Ki. And that's what he offers in the system that we've seen. He's a more of a box-to-box player, but he doesn't have the defensive prowess or experience in the KMT setup that Tang does have. So I don't think Chu's going to make it.
Shin Tae-yong has a huge crush on Chung Woo-young, who has been playing almost every single game this year. So it's probably going to be Ki Sung-young, Chung Woo-young, for better or for worse. Not that I like it.
Better or worse. Yeah. Yeah.
Is Kiku too attacking, do you think?
Yeah, it's never worked in the past. It's never
I think that it is too attacking.
We've tried it, it doesn't work.
So then where does Gu Jae-chul fit then? Because the system that Shin Tae-yong's been talking about, that we've seen, are the 3-4-3, the 4-4-2. It's even 4-3-3 at some point.
Gu Jae-chul is the poor man's Ki that you've been talking about. I think that's the direct replacement, in my opinion.
He
can also be used anywhere else, but I think in the case of injury to Ki Sung-young, that's where Gu Jae-chul comes in.
Interesting.
It's always been the question mark, but where to best utilize Ku? It's a never ending question. But I don't know. It seems like he's best as an attacking mid. But where exactly? I just don't know.
He doesn't have one.
Yeah.
I think in this spot he's going to be a super sub.
That's the best.
He's going to come on in search of a goal, and he's going to, you know, run around and try to get into dangerous spots, and he's going to try to score.
Right, that's what he does best. Yeah, exactly. That's about it.
I agree with that, actually. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Speaking of veteran players coming off of the bench, Lee Chung-young made the team. and who saw that coming? Yum Gi-hoon's injury, Suwon Samsung player, and was actually quite favored by Shin Tae-yong when used in the friendlies after the qualification stage, did pick up an injury. He actually posted a very sad post over on his Instagram saying he gave up on his World Cup dream, his last World Cup dream, as of course he'll be retiring soon. So very tough for Yum Gi-hoon, and I'm sorry to see that happen to him, one of the best K-League players that league has had, and really deserved it much more than, for example, in Idong-guk would have deserved getting called up. This guy deserved it. It's really too bad to see, but Lee Chung-young is back. The Blue Dragon makes it. Roy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, that must be, I think his grasping for straws because of the injury. So, it's very controversial because he hasn't had a single start for Crystal Palace. But, you know, I think there are some talking points could be that has some validity, is that he is a world-class veteran for the KMT. So I think he, you know, even if he doesn't exactly start per se, he's able to provide, you know, advice to the newcoming players, and is able to steady the squad, able to provide that chemistry behind the scenes. But I think it was Michael that said it really well. What was that quote you had about class never dies? I can't quote it exactly.
How was it?
Class is permanent.
That's it. And even if he hasn't started a lot for Crystal Palace, he hasn't, you know, hasn't played much for Crystal Palace. Somewhere, my gut instinct says that he still has something to provide this squad.
I don't think he should play at the World Cup, but I think that he will be helpful on the training ground.
Okay.
But somebody who reminds me of a younger Lee Chung-young who is vitally playing right now for Jeonbuk is Lee Jae-sung.
That's right, and we're moving on to that. Lee Jae-sung and Kwon Chang-un, who in the 4-4-2 system we saw in October, played left and right midfield. And so we'll do Lee Jae-sung first.
Is he a starter on this team? Does he have to be a starter, or is he replaceable?
Starter.
He doesn't have to be a starter, but he's a good player.
Jinsuk, you got to break this tie.
I think that Lee Jae-sung is going to be, yes, he has to be a starter. I think Lee Jae-sung, Kwon Chang-won are irreplaceable on this team, unless you want to put your faith in Lee Seung-woo all of a sudden.
Right. And Kwon Chang-won, you had an interesting quote from Shin Tae-young on that.
Yes. So, Shin Tae-young was asked two questions about the midfield. One was, who's going to partner Ki Sung-yong in the team? And to that extent, he was like, oh, we shouldn't really be harping on who's going to play with Ki Sung-yong. Like, Ki Sung-yong is our captain, but like he's not the only national team player, and disrespectful for the other players to be labeled as Ki Sung-yong's partner, as opposed to like being their own player. And then the other thing that really ticked me off a little bit, that didn't tick me off as much, but what ticked me off a little after that was when someone asked, Kwon Chang-won has been, you know, playing as a second striker in France, and he's been scoring a lot of goals. So how does he fit into the KMT system? How are we going to use him? And Shin Tae-young he was implying that we were going to use five backs and three backs. Like, I just felt it in the quote. Exactly. Yeah.
Hopefully Tony Grandi can set Shin Tae-young straight.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that to happen.
It hasn't happened yet, but...
Well, we can have a little October burst of wisdom with the 4-4-2, and then Shin Tae-young just lost it again. November, so that's from November. All right, but we have to move on from systems, and that's probably a different podcast and different discussion, because we could go on for length on that. We can also go on for length for two players who've just been surprisingly into the squad. We won't do that because we don't have too much time left. But Lee Seung-woo and Moon Sun-min have made the team. Now, this is very surprising, because no one saw this coming. Lee Seung-woo may had a 5% chance. I think one of our Taiwan contributors, Jay Chi, wrote 5% chance. Moon Sun-min, like, what the? Like, this guy, shocker. Good start to the K-League season, was not in the conversation. Do you guys support having these two young players in the team?
I want to say something about Moon Sun-min.
Go for it, Michael.
He plays for my favorite team in the K-League.
You support Incheon?
Yes, I do.
How's your life?
It's hard. It's a hard life. But that's where I worked, so I had to support them.
Right. Okay.
Moon is a good player in that he's fast. He can cut inside, and he can find a pass. He does not finish very well. I don't think that he will go to Russia, but I do think that this is validation for how well he's played for Incheon. They've had a rough run, but they've been scoring goals, and he's been part of almost everything that they've done.
He was part of that famed Nike Academy group in 2010, and then went to Östersund. Out in somewhere in Europe.
Actually, Shin Tae-young did say something absurd. Sorry, just very quickly. He did say something really absurd that reminded me of Stilica. He said, like, Moon Sun-min will know Swedish football.
Yeah, because he played
like, at a Swedish team.
That's an early Stilica.
None of the Swedish players come from the Swedish league, so like, I don't understand where that's coming from.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that Moon Sun-min's going to go to Russia unless he plays really well in these friendlies, but... It's just, I think it's a form call, and it's a good call.
Lee Seung-woo, really quick, because we're running out of time. I think viewers want to hear about this. Didn't have much sparks at Hellas Verona after leaving La Masia, the Barcelona Academy. Did score that one goal and said after the goal, I wanted to score goals. I want to go to the World Cup. And now he's got a chance to do it.
Against AC Milan.
That's a pretty good position.
It was a quality goal.
They weren't defending, but they didn't mark him at all. Like, it was a free goal. It was such an easy goal. But anyway.
Oh, it didn't suck. It's so negative.
I did. Okay, so I did see Lee Seung-woo play this last weekend. And
it was bad.
He started. This is his first start. And, you know, Verona is already relegated, so they're gonna put out an experimental squad. And he didn't do too badly. He actually was part of a good build-up and then was able to dribble in and get a very good power shot to the low to the left, and it forced the goalkeeper to make a very good save. I didn't get to see the second half yet, but just in that first half alone, you could see the strengths and weaknesses of Lee Sung-woo, where he's got good movement. The passing is just a little bit in disarray, because I think he's, like he said in his Twitter account, he's rushing things a little too much to try to get some results quickly. Mm-hmm. But there was some dynamism that I saw. So it's not a bad pick, because I think he is the future coming up.
Right.
So,
30 seconds, Jin-suk, real quick. Is Lee Sung-woo called up because he's the future? Is it called up because he's super sub? Or is it called up because Shin Tae-young's insane?
I think super sub has some merits, but I think for now, insane might be it. There's no way Lee Sung-woo was ever going to get, you know, like, playing time over people like Lee Jae-sung and Kwon Chang-hoon.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Kwon Jae-chul is the better super sub anyway, so, you know, what's the point? But Tim, you had a really good point saying that, you know, like, we're going to lose anyway. We're probably going to get 0 points. So
that
know,
was
like,
pessimistic me.
Why not give him some, you know, why not bleed him in, you know?
Yeah, I support the pick. Like, we'll move on to the forwards right after this. I support it. I think we're not going to, listen, like, our chances in this group are much lower than anybody else. We have less, we have the same aspirations, but less tools to get there. I think Shin Tae-young calling up Lee Sung-woo, giving him a chance to try out, maybe making the team, is just Shin Tae-young's salute to the future, saying, you know, we need to look to the future as well and building up Korean football in that respect. I think
yeah.
it makes sense. Let's move on to the forwards, because the tavern producer is giving me the evil eye. we have Son Heung-min, Hwang Hae-chan, Lee Geun-ho, Kim Shin-ok. Son Heung-min, I don't think anyone has problems with. Hwang Hae-chan, I also don't think anyone has problems with. Lee Geun-ho and Kim Shin-ok, the two K-League players, slightly controversial, especially because Seok Hyun-jun was admitted, the top player, the power forward, the journeyman, really, who had this incredible career. Strong, tall, powerful player. Kim Shin-ok, more of a target man, less mobile. It sounds like it came down to those two, and Shin Tae-young went for Kim Shin-ok instead. Jin-suk, you were not happy about this when we were trying
yes.
to do the live stream, so I'm giving you this chance to vent on a podcast where people will actually hear your rage.
Kim Shin-ok is useless unless you're playing against Asian minnows. Like, I think that's an established fact that Shin Tae-young just seriously needs to realize. Like, Kim Shin-ok, yeah, he's good against, like, I don't know, like, all those, like, dumb teams he scored against, but, like, he's going to be utterly useless against Mexico, Sweden, and Germany. And, like, yeah, a tall player, but Seok Hyun-jun provides that too, you know? Seok Hyun-jun is everything that Kim Shin-ok has plus way more.
I think that, like, Seok Hyun-jun is a similar stature to Kim Shin-ok, but he hustles a lot more. He has a lot more technique. And he can finish goals.
For sure. Better shot. Yeah.
Yeah, he's better with his feet. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Kim Shin-wook is very gangly and awkward and presents himself as, like, a Peter Crouch light. It reeks of Plan B, Plan C, you know.
Does no one learn from Hong Myung-bo's mistakes? Like, come on.
If you're going to call it Moon Sun-min, Chang Young, Lee Sung-woo out of nowhere, it wasn't that far of a stretch to go get Seok Hyun-jun. But I guess Shin Tae-young doesn't rate him as much as we do because he didn't feature prominently in the Olympics back in 2016. He was called up as an overage player, but Hwang Hae-chan got most of the starts, even when he was playing on 2 days rest. This is one of those Shin Tae-young things where I guess we're not seeing the same things that he is seeing.
But Kim Shin-wook continues to be this...
Yeah,
perpetual Plan C, even during the Choi Kang-hee era, you know?
Mm-hmm. Don't mention that name.
He even shall not be mentioned. Okay.
You say
yeah,
his name too many
it's...
times, the devil appears.
It's, yeah. But
just like 30 seconds each, we have Choi Dong-won as well, who didn't make it. Jay, not here, unfortunately, but he said in our Tavern HQ, that he would take Choi Dong-won over Lee Sung-woo. Shin Tae-young didn't agree with him there.
Actually, I would too.
You would too?
Yeah, Choi Dong-won's been playing pretty well. He's been playing regularly. He scored, you know?
He puts in good shifts. He's made impact, even if he doesn't score a whole lot of goals for Darmstadt. Mm-hmm. We're on loan. But, you know, Augsburg still has him in their plans. He presents, there's a lot of positives that would point to Jidong Won is a strong possibility, a strong candidate here.
Mm-hmm. And then if you go through the other missions, Lee Chang-min apparently was injured but still made it.
Apparently.
Im Young-ju, I don't think we expected him to be in the conversation that much. Son Jun-ho didn't really get a fair, hasn't really got many national team appearances despite being one of the good K-League midfielders. Choi Chul-soon was actually surprisingly dropped, I guess you could say, because he did play a lot of right back for the KNT. But I always found him to be flailing too much, always late, tracking back, rash and challenges. I never liked his style. And I think the necessity now of a Chun-bok defense line has gone because Hong Jun-ho and Kim Min-ja aren't there. So you don't need a Chun-bok Chende defense with Chang Yun-su inserted somewhere. So this Choi Chul-soon was the weakest link because he's gone. And Koo Sung-yeon is the backup goalkeeper who will become the backup goalkeeper to the backup goalkeeper if the backup goalkeeper gets injured, if that makes any sense. so unfortunately, he's far off of the radar. To go to our traditional tavern last call and just go for it, whatever you have on your mind. Optimism, pessimism, strong points, weak points, X factor in the team, whatever you want to talk about.
When I saw the press conference with Shin Tae-young announcing the squad, there was this atmosphere that I didn't see 4 years ago. There was more optimism because the group seemed doable back in 2014, even though it turned out to be sort of a secondary group of death. Algeria was much stronger than we thought. This group is definitely a very difficult group, no matter how you cut it, going into 2018. The Russia World Cup. So there is this air of pessimism. There is this air of not that they've already thrown up the white flag, but I just think there is less energy looking into and less optimism going into this World Cup. It presents an opportunity, though. With less expectations, lower expectations, it actually takes some of the pressure off for Korea to be able to perform and punch above their weight. That's my two cents.
How about your two cents? How are you feeling with 1 month to go to the Russia World Cup?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm really optimistic because I was pretty happy with what he did with this. I think he chose a lot of players that are in form and playing well at their clubs, and that's not always what you expect him to do. You sort of expect him to sort of go with who he knows, go with who he likes, and sort of just be stubborn like that. But he didn't do that this time. Especially in defense, he picked players that are playing well. And for example, Kim Min-woo and Hong-cho are playing pretty well for Sangju, and they got called, and Choi Chul-soon didn't. So that's actually a really good thing, and I think that this squad could surprise people, and it is probably a pretty good squad that he could have chosen, and I'm excited for that.
Jin-suk, how are you feeling?
Well, Michael, you do make some good points. I think that you are right in that there some of these are foreign calls, and Roy, you're right. Like right now, people expect us to get 0 points. Realistically speaking, I think that will happen. But, the fact is, we're not expected to do shit in this group. That being said, and I think the reality of it is that, football surprises you all the time, right? Like, Barcelona was losing to 5-1 to Levante today. Like, who could have saw that coming? Things like that, it always happens, There's a minuscule chance always, look at Leicester City. But the reality of it is we're Korea under an awful manager who doesn't know how to use their best players. And that's the reality of it.
All right. My tavern last call. I actually don't know really what to say. It seems like with this team, I get really hopeful 2-3 days before they play a game. And then 45 minutes, and I realize how disappointed I am. And this team does have, unfortunately, this characteristic of consistently letting you down. Even when you'd expect the team to do well against Northern Ireland, for example, you'd expect the team to do well. I do think, though, the one thing you have to remember is this is not a team that you can count out. Even when they fall behind 2-0, 3-0, they do most of the time find a way to get some sort of stranglehold in the game and make themselves heard. You think about the game against Poland. They were down 2-0. They came back to 2, unfortunately dropped the game 3-2. But even going back to Algeria in 2014, when they were down 2-0, 3-1, 4-2, they did fight back. So I'm really hoping that the team keeps up that characteristic of not fighting back and doing so more closer after they've been dealt a blow. And I think for that, you need veterans in the team. You need people who've gone through difficult games, who know how to calm down the side 5-10 minutes after a bad spell and bring them back into the game. And I think that Shin Tae-yong's hit the right balance in terms of the player's selection. His tactics do leave much to be desired. And that is what we're going to have to find out if he's managed to improve upon that aspect. Speaking of which, it's a perfect transition to the next Korean national team games on May 28th. They're playing a friendly in Korea, and then also that's against Honduras. And on June the 1st, they're playing against Bosnia and Herzegovina. Both those games are at 7 a.m. Eastern time, so I think it's 8 p.m. Over in Korea. And then after that, they'll be heading across to Russia or to Europe, wherever they're probably Russia, to the training camp in St. Petersburg. Or they'll be playing Bolivia, which is the last public game on June the 7th. And the final match before the World Cup will be in Senegal on June 11th. It is an official friendly, but it is closed doors, so we won't get much out of that. So three chances to see the KNT before the World Cup. Definitely easier tests than, for example, the match against Ghana right before the World Cup, which really crushed the team's momentum last time round. So we'll see if the team can pick up some good results against Honduras, Bosnia, Bolivia, and Senegal leading up to their opening match on June the 18th against Sweden in Nizhny Novgorod.
And then they're going to also, if I may chime in, they'll be cutting down the 28-man squad to 23.
Yes.
And that'll be really interesting at that point, how that starting 11 is going to shape.
I believe that has to happen before June 7th against Bolivia. Okay. And so these next two friendlies, of course, you want results, but it's also going to be the last chance for some of these players to leave their mark and get their place into Russia.
Mm-hmm. You may even have to take some behind the scenes. The Tavern crew is going to have to take wagers. So that can make it even more interesting.
All right. Anyway, we'll wrap this up. Thank you for listening. Let us know what you thought about Shin Tae-yong's selections. Let us know if you agreed with us or disagreed with us. And feel free to share your opinion. We always want to hear it and build this community. You can follow us at Taegeuk_Warrior on Twitter and Taegeukwarriors.com on the interwebs. So thank you for listening. And 잘 가요.
잘 가요.